Parshas Teruma Perek Chaf Hei Posuk Beis. The words Yidvenu Liboi. A contribution shall be taken from every man whose heart will motivate him to give. Rashi states that the word Yidvenu is Lishoin Nidava, an expression of a voluntary contribution. The shorish of Yidvenu is Nun Dalid Veiz. The word should have been Yindvenu, with a Nun, but the Nun was dropped, and therefore there is a Dogesh Chazak in the Dalid, and is pronounced Yidvenu. The Dogesh compensates for the missing Nun. Perik Chaf Hei Posuk Hei. The word ma'odomim, va'oyrois elim ma'odomim. The ram skins that are dyed the color red. Rashi states, tzvuois hayu adoim la'achar ibudon. They were dyed red after they were tanned. The Be'er Chayvois explains that actually the word for red is adumim, without a mem. However, the word adumim is not used, because the word adumim implies shehoirois mitzad atzmon hoyu odoim, that the original color of the skins were red. However, since the Torah states me'odomim from binyan pu'al, the binyan hakaved, Rashi explains that they were not originally red. Perik Chaf Hei Posuk Vav. The words Shemen Lama Oyer, oil for illumination. The Baal HaTurim writes Choser, that the word Lama Or is Choser, which means there is no Vav after the Aleph of the word Lama Or. The reason is Deloy La'oira Hu Tzorich, for Hashem has no need for its light. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis tells us that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who provided the light for the Bnei Yisrael during the 40 years that they traveled in the Midbar. The purpose of the light of the menorah is to bear testimony to the people of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his presence among the Bnei Yisrael. For equal amounts of oil would be placed in each of the 7 lamps of the menorah, but only al pineis, the Ner HaMaarovi, the western lamp, would burn for longer than any of the others. However, after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol during the early years of the Bayis Sheni, the Bnei Yisrael were no longer worthy of this miracle, and the Ner HaMaarovi would burn out like the others. Perik Chaf Hei, Posuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk states, V'tzipisa oisai zahav tahor. You shall cover it with pure gold. The word V'tzipisa is milra, which is not in accordance with the rules of Dikduk. The word is pronounced V'tzipisa. The word should be compared, actually, to the word V'osisa, which is mil'el. Although the Vav is a Vav HaMahapech, the main accent remains on the sin of V'osisa, since the Shorish of V'osisa is Ayin Sin Hey, and regarding verbs where the Lamed HaPoyal is a Hey, the main accent does not shift to the last syllable. The word V'tzipisa should have been pronounced V'tzipisa, just like V'osisa. However, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, as with many other similar words, if the following word begins with an aleph or a hey, it affects the previous word, and the accent shifts from mil'el to mil'ra. And this is the reason that the word is pronounced V'tzipisa. Similarly, in Perik Chavav Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk states, V'hivdilo haparoiches lochem, The word is pronounced vehivdi lo on the lamed, milira. The word was supposed to be pronounced vehivdi lo on the dalid. Why? Since it is a verb belonging to binyan hif'il, and the rule for binyan hif'il is that the main accent is on the ayin hapoyal, the middle root letter, and not on the kometz hey ending. In our pasuk, it was the hey of the next word haporoiches that caused the word to become vehivdi lo milira on the last syllable. The hey of haporoiches caused the shift of the main accent to be milira. Perik chaf hey pasuk chaf ches. The pasuk states v'osisa es habadim atzei shitim v'tzipisa oisam zahav v'nisa vam es hashulchan. You should make the poles of the shulchan from atzei shitim and cover them with gold, and the shulchan should be carried with them. I emphasize, should be carried with them. The word v'nisa means should be carried. Rashi states that this word is from binyan nif'al. Rashi points this out because the word v'nisa has different meanings. If we would translate this word in binyan kal, it would mean we will carry, which is not the meaning in our pasuk according to Rashi. The Ibn Ezra also comments that v'nisa is from binyan nif'al and is similar to v'nika hamakeh that we had in Parshas Mishpatim. Look in Parshas Mishpatim for the comparison. In both words, v'nisa and v'nika, the first letter of the shoresh is a nun, which is dropped, and the nun that appears in these words are the nun of binyan nif'al. There is a dagesh chazak in the sin and the kuf, the middle root letter, to compensate for the missing nun. The shorish of v'nisa is nun sin aleph, and the shorish of v'nika is nun kuf hey. However, the Sha'arei Aharon states in his sefer that Unculus translates v'nisavam as v'hoin notlin b'hoin yos pasura, which means v'yihyu noise'im bohem. They should carry the shulchan. If so, then the word v'nisa would in fact belong to binyan kal, and the dogesh in the sin is to compensate for the nun hashoresh, and the nun of v'nisa is the nun of Eson, the prefix to the verbs of Asid. The Meshech Chochma also seems to indicate that the word is from Binyan Kal. Why? Because when referring to the Oroin, the word in that pasuk is Loseis. And also by the Mizbeach, the word is Biseis, which is in the form of a Binyan Kal. So the Meshech Chochma explains Shemitzvah lisa es hashulchan lahar oisai la'olei rigolim. It is a mitzvah to carry the aron, to show it to those who are olei regel. Therefore, we have two pshatim on the word v'nisa. Perik chaf hei, pasuk chaf tes. The words v'asisa ki'oroisav. You will notice in the word ki'oroisav that there is a dogesh in the kuf, the first letter of that word, which is very unusual. We know that only in beged kefes, at the beginning of the word, there would be a dogesh. However, it is unusual to find a dogesh in the first letter of the word if it is not beged kefes. There are similar words we have in Pasuk Gimel, Perik Chav Zayin Pasuk Gimel, V'asisa Si Roi Sav. There is a Dagesh Chazak in the Samach as well. And in Perik Chav Zayin Pasuk Dalid, V'asisa Loi. there is a dagesh in the lamed. In fact, every time you find throughout Tanakh the words v'yosisa loy, there is always a dagesh chazak in the lamed. However, in Perichav Zayin Pasuk Beis, where it says v'yosisa karnoisav, it's a word after v'yosisa as well, but there is no dagesh in that kuf of karnoisav. And in Perichav Zayin Pasuk Vav, you have v'yosisa vadim. It is not badim. So I would like to explain this briefly, and this is a difficult concept and a difficult rule. This is called the rule of Osei Meirochik. Under certain circumstances, other letters of the Hebrew alphabet can receive a Dogesh Chazak, even though it is not Beged Kefes. There must be five properties that are true and present in the combination of these words that would enable the first letter of the second word to receive a Dogesh Chazak. Number one, the two words must be connected with trup that are Meshorasim. Therefore, you have to know which trup are Malachim and which are Meshorasim. So if they are connected in trup, that is the first requirement. Number two, the first of the two words must be Mil'el. The word V'osisa is Mil'el. Number three, the main accent of the first word, which is Mil'el, must be a Havara Pesucha, an open syllable. Ka'a is an open syllable. Si is an open syllable. Loi is an open syllable. A closed syllable is a syllable that ends in a Shvanach, or if it has the next letter, having a Dagesh Chazak. So in Ka'oroisav and Siroisav and Loi, these are three examples of syllables that are open syllables. Number four, the first word must end with a kametz or a kametz hey, or a segoil or a segoil hey. And of course, all of these cases we have osisa ending with a kametz. And the fifth requirement is that the second word, the main accent should be on the first syllable, or a minor accent, a meseg, should be on the first syllable. In loy, it is only one syllable, but in ka'a roisav and si roisav, you will see a meseg, which is a minor accent, and therefore we can have the dagesh chazak in the first letter. And the purpose again of that Dagesh Chazak is to strengthen the letter, lengthen it, and try to say V'osisa loy, V'osisa si roisav, V'osisa ki roisav is more difficult because of the nature of the letter. Perikhof he posuk lamed aleph. The pasuk states, "V'asisa minoyras zahav tahor, miksha te'ase haminoira." The minoyras should be beaten out of one single piece, and not made of different sections. Rashi comments on the word te'ase, which means "shall be made." The minoyras shall be made on its own from one piece. Rashi explains, because Moshe was perplexed and did not understand how the menorah would be made. Amar Eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashlech es HaKikor La'ur, throw the Kikor HaZohov into the fire, V'hi Na'aseis Me'eleha, and it will be made by itself. L'chach Loi Nichtav Ta'aseh. This is why the pasuk does not state the word Ta'aseh in Binyan Kal, which would mean you should make. Te'oseh is from Binyan Nif'al and means should be made, and should be made by itself. However, by the Kruvim in Perik Chofhei Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk also uses the word Miksha, Va'asisa shenayim kruvim zahav miksha ta'aseh oisam. The word ta'aseh by the kruvim means you shall make, and not te'aseh. The Be'er Chayvois explains that there are two types of nif'al. Aleph, nif'al me'ish acher, one who receives the action from another person. And Beis, nif'al me'atzmoi, one who receives the action from himself, similar to a verb in Binyan Hispa'el. The fact that the Torah spelled the word te'aseh with a yud is an indication that the interpretation is a nif'al me'atzmoi, since the yud is extra, and also the word te'aseh with a yud after the tuf ensures that even in prints without nekudais, one would realize that the word is read te'aseh. Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Aleph. The words Asher Ato Mor'eh Bohor. Hashem says to Moshe, see and construct at the mountain the pattern that you are shown. The word Mor'eh means that you are shown. We must be careful to pronounce the word Mor'eh correctly. There is a Komatz Katan under the Mem and a Shvonoch under the Reish. Mor'eh. The shorish of the word Mor'eh is Reish Aleph Hey, to see. Mor'eh is a verb belonging to Binyan Hof'al, which is the Binyan that receives the action from Binyan Hif'il. In Binyan Hif'il, the word is Mar'eh. The Mem has a Patach, which means I am showing you. But Mor'eh means that you are being shown. Previously in the Parsha, in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk stated, K'choil asher ani Mar'eh oisecha, in accordance with all that I am showing you. Therefore, when you lain, and there are no nekudos in the Sefer Torah, do not confuse the two words, because you are changing the meaning of the word. I will conclude with the words in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Va'asisa siroisav ledashenoi. You should make its pots to remove its ashes. The word ledashenoi is a verb from Binyan Pi'el, which is also called Binyan Hadogush, because the Ayin HaPoyal receives a Dogesh Chazak. Therefore, there is a Dogesh in the Shin and is pronounced Ledashe Noi. Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, and the Be'er Chayvois all point out that this word Ledashe Noi is a unique word, since it can have two opposite interpretations. In our pasuk, the word ledashenoi means to remove its ashes. In Tehillim, Perek Chof, Kapitel Chof, pasuk Dalid, that we say each day during the week, the pasuk states Yizkor kol min chaysecha ve'oilosecha yedashene sela. May Hashem remember all your offerings and consider your burnt sacrifices generous. And it does not mean to remove. The word in this pasuk, yedashineh, does not mean to remove. Rashi explains that this means, may Hashem accept your tefillos willingly, as if they were choice burnt sacrifices. Rashi in our pasuk explains, ki yesh milois b'lashon ivris, there are words in the Hebrew language, Milo achas mischalefes befisroin l'shamesh binyon ustira, where the same word can be used to express building and tearing down. L'dashenoi can theoretically also mean to put ashes on it. And not only to remove ashes. In our pasuk, it means to remove the ashes. We must see the context in which it is used. We have also in Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf Gimel, in Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Loi Echsor, we have the words, Dishanta Bashemen Roishi, you anointed my head with oil. Anointed is equal to put on. So we have another example where this Shirish is used to put on and not to remove. Look at all the other examples given by Rashi in our Parsha. There are many examples, all are verbs from Binyan P'el, and the concept seems to be limited to verbs in Binyan P'el, according to this Rashi.